one of the things that people don't realize here is how severe a little storm back up in the Book Cliffs, what a severe flood it can cause. Our ranch house on the south side of the Cross Ranch was on E and a Half Road, two doors from what was then 31 Road, but which is now just has been taken, that road has been taken by the wash that went through the middle of the Cross Ranch at that point. One day when we were having dinner at night at our ranch house, we heard a roaring sound out there and went out, and it was a beautiful sunshiny day as far as we could see. But I heard that roaring and I walked down the road and looked up at the to where it was coming down, this wash. And the water was about 6 feet high, way out into the field, maybe 20 yards from the wash. And on the other side, well, higher than a man, and in front of it were a bunch of brush and stumps and trash of all kinds falling down in front of this water. And when it came across the road at the Cross Ranch, it just wiped the bridge out and carried it along with it. And I was standing on the next mile down a bridge, and I just thought, well, I better get out of there, and I did. And when I got back to our house, the water had hit that bridge and just pushed it right out. And it's just astounding how much water can come down in one little sweep. And in an hour, it was all gone. But it had taken all of the grain off of that 20 acres of fields that were in the Cross Ranch and carried it on down. You couldn't find any grain anywhere.
But that had been a flash flood up in the Book Cliff area.
A flash flood in the Book Cliff, and all one cloud burst up there. And down at the house, we didn't even notice that it was raining.